months to the day of accounting for me to the people of Ghana on the 7th of December. I have endeavored in these 3.5 years that I've been in power, in office, to manifest to the Ghanaian people the honesty with which I made the promises to them of 2016. In 2016, I had never had the privilege of conducting the affairs of state. I had been member of a government as Attorney General and Minister for Foreign Affairs, but that government was led by President J.A. Kufuor, not by myself. So in 2016, I had no record as a president to put before the Ghanaian people. And that is why I made a series of promises to the Ghanaian people that if they gave me the chance, with the blessing of the Almighty, there are certain things that I would do. I believe that it was in acceptance of those promises, and as a result also of the poor governance of the then Mahama administration, it was the coming together of these two phenomena that led the people of Ghana to give me the resounding victory of 7th December 2016. Today, I am no longer in the position I was in 2016. I've had nearly 4 years of being responsible for the conduct of the governance of this country. So in 2020, I am going to the people, not just with promises, but with my record in governance. And I'm counting on that record to tell the people of Ghana that first of all, I have dealt with them honestly. It is important for me that I should be seen to be a man of integrity, a man who did not come to deceive the Ghanaian people, but came to assist in the development of our nation. And I'm particularly concerned that that image of a trustworthy, honest leader should prevail in the Upper East region. In the Upper East region, and I'll say so with due respect to you, eminent traditional rulers, has not been good for the new Patriotic Party. The presidential candidates of my party, the three, Professor Du Boigne, John Ajikum Kufuor and myself, have never won the majority of the popular vote in the Upper East region. And indeed, our party has not fared well in the parliamentary elections. 3 out of the 15 seats of the region are currently in the possession of the New Patriotic Party. The appeal that I'm making here through you to your peoples, to you yourselves, I know, as the President of the House said, that you cannot wear a political T-shirt or jersey, a partisan T-shirt or jersey. But Naba, eminent rulers, you also vote. And that therefore means that you have your views. What I am respectfully asking of you, that having regard to what has happened in this country in the last nearly four years of a performing government that has fulfilled the overwhelming majority of its commitments to the Ghanaian people and has shown its determination to work in the interest of all the peoples of Ghana without discrimination, that this time round, the Upper East looks favorably on the Elephant Party and helps us become the majority party in the Upper East. So that the cry, which is abroad in our country today, of four more for Nana, becomes the cry of the Upper East region as well. But in so saying, I cannot go into office on my own. I need the support of the parliament if I'm to be an effective president. So I'm going to take this opportunity once again to beg your indulgence to introduce to you the 15 member, the 15 parliamentary candidates of the New Patriotic Party in the Upper East region. Each one of you, you will recognize the one that is most relevant to you. And I'm going to ask you to help them